A small group of suicide hotline volunteers in Bucks County is feeling the pressure as more residents experiencing mental health emergencies call upon this local service. The contact helpline is in desperate need of more volunteers, but as WHYY's Katie Heiler reports, finding new recruits isn't that easy.
Thank you for calling Contact.
Twice a week, Mike Keller helps someone through a crisis.
How are you doing?
From his little cubicle in the upstairs offices of the Family Service Association of Bucks County, Keller answers the phones for Contact, a suicide and crisis helpline. Tonight, he's talking with a woman who received some bad news from her doctor. Many of her loved ones have passed away, and now, she says, she's thinking about suicide.
That's okay. Just take a deep breath, and it'll help you to gather your thoughts.
It's an intimidating call, but Keller is more than up to the task.
I enjoy talking with people. I enjoy helping them to see that whatever it is today is not necessarily what it'll be tomorrow. And we know that most people who are suicidal, it's not a permanent state of mind. It's a temporary state of mind. So our goal is to help them get through that, to be safe for now, and knowing that by tomorrow they will see things differently.
Contact needs more people like Keller. Over the last several months, the helpline has received a record number of calls, which isn't exactly surprising. Last year, SEPTA posted the hotline number in every station in the region. Since then, call volume has steadily increased in the surrounding five-county area, but it's too soon to know if there's a causal connection.
Okay.
Then there is the issue of repeat callers. Contact's warm line is for people who need help but aren't necessarily suicidal. Many warm line callers check in frequently. Some call on a daily basis. And more people are discovering the warm line every day, which has started a snowballing process. And it's a good thing that more people know who they can call during a mental health emergency. Unfortunately, there just aren't enough volunteers to answer the phone.
Across the board, I think people are really afraid to volunteer for something like this. It's scary out the gate, but it takes a really special person.
Maria Pachotti is the call center coordinator at Contact. She says the stigma of mental illness can intimidate potential volunteers.
Someone has cancer or someone dies, we bake them a casserole. Someone says they're suicidal and we run. And we need to stop running. We need to embrace each other. We need to help each other through it because it's more often than not that people feel this way.
Contact is open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and is completely run by volunteers. Right now, there are between 35 and 40 volunteers working two shifts per month. But it's not nearly enough.
To have every shift staffed with two volunteers for every shift, we would need 120 volunteers. Yeah, we need a lot. We need a lot.
Contact is ramping up recruitment efforts over the next 6 months. Volunteers are put through 32 hours of training and group supervision. The training starts off with a six-week course that covers different topics, including suicide, mental health, depression, alcohol and drugs, as well as child abuse and elder abuse. When volunteer numbers are low, Pachotti herself will answer phones, which she does quite a bit these days. If no one is available, the call gets redirected to the National Suicide Hotline, but Pachotti says she prefers a local volunteer pick up the call.
We know the local resources to give them. If they have a local community behavioral health center, we know where that is. We can look that up for them. We have a complete resource database as well that allows us to, by someone's zip code, find the closest service for them, whether it's a food pantry, whether it's, help with their financial services or something that they need that may be different, or to connect them with a therapist.
Both Pachotti and Keller say volunteering for Contact is deeply rewarding. They say Contact's high number of repeat callers is a sign that many people just need someone to listen to them.
All they have to do is be a good listener, and they're given the rest of the tools to do it. They're not expected to be a superhero.
Thank you for calling Contact.
For WHYY News, I'm Katie Heiler.